We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille? Well, not yet. Not yet. Hold the close-up. Welcome into the Dom Show. Start of another great week. Wonderful time in Hammonton yesterday. Gravy Fest. I'll tell you a little bit about that coming up. But today, of course, we salute veterans, and we have two great veterans stopping by. But you may do that, of course, throughout the show. And I've noticed we've got a lot of big stuff happening nationwide, including Zelina Zito. She's the woman that predicted Trump was going to be president well ahead of anybody else. Remember that in Pennsylvania, Ohio, the hinterlands. She wrote something in the New York Post yesterday that might give you insight. It's not all suburban voters. You know that story out there, he's toast, Republicans are toast, suburban voters don't want him. Well, I'll give you the details on that coming up, and it's a much different picture. But I think this Veterans Day, we're seeing a sea change, maybe somewhat subtle. Tulsi Gabbard has a column in today's New York Daily News. And she represents the articulation of that, even though the execution of it is President Trump. Now, usually on something like Veterans Day or another day in which we honor the military, or at least those that gave the supreme sacrifice around Memorial Day, if there's some military action going on, Iraq war, Afghanistan war, a lot of the theme is let's not have that sacrifice be in vain. So it's not even controversial anymore. Is it Tulsi Gabbard? Is it Trump? Is it mainly Trump? Here's the headline from Tulsi Gabbard in today's New York Daily News. What our veterans really deserve. Tulsi Gabbard says the best way to honor the troops is to stop sending them to serve in needless foreign wars. I think that's a great answer. Of course, the VA and the continuing stuff of the VA, she mentions that. She talks about the rate of suicide, which is incredible, even though we've talked to the head of the Veterans Administration, and I think they have several things they're doing to try to intervene in this. She says it means caring for them, too, when they come home, making sure they get the benefits they've earned, doing all we can to prevent more of our veterans from taking their own lives by suicide. I have to say, I think the Veterans Administration, certainly well-funded enough. Is it well-run enough? Well, we get scattered reports on that. But what about this kind of change? Gabbard saying what veterans really deserve. This is the headline on Veterans Day, 855-839-1210. The best way to honor the troops is to stop sending them to serve in needless foreign wars. And the argument is that most of them are needless. That's the headline. Gabbard can say it. She's much different given her military service. Trump ran on this as a Republican, and he has been faithful to that by any estimation that I can see. So on this Veterans Day, is that the headline? Is that a disturbing way of looking at it? 855-839-1210. Now, I want to play you this so I don't forget, Dan, because you got a lot of sound together today. Kudo, take 3 seconds off. This will be cut 7. Not all people are seeing Veterans Day, though, in quite the same way. Listen to this from the University of Virginia. They're facing a backlash, and rightfully so, because they've called today for the removal of the 21-gun salute from their Veterans Day ceremony.
The University of Virginia is coming under fire tonight over a decision to change part of the annual Veterans Day ceremony held on grounds. NBC 29's Henry Graff is live here in studio with details on that. Hi, Henry.
Casey, good evening. The University of Virginia will still hold a Veterans Day ceremony, but it will no longer include a 21-gun salute. It is a decision UVA leaders said today they're not going to change. The University of Virginia is stopping a long-honored tradition during its Veterans Day ceremony. This year, you will not hear that 21-gun salute.
One is that it would be disruptive to classes, and two, unfortunately, with gun violence in the U.S., there was some concern that we would cause some panic if someone heard gunshots on grounds.
The UVA Provost's Office, in conjunction with the Colonel of UVA's ROTC program, made the decision. Veterans Day celebrates all who serve and served in our nation's military. The ceremony on grounds, which marks the conclusion of a 24-hour vigil by ROTC cadets, included the 21-gun salute for more than a decade.
I am very disillusioned, very upset, and very surprised that they would make such a decision.
Veterans like Jay Levine are concerned with the decision. Levine went through the ROTC program at UVA and says the 21-gun salute is the ultimate salute to those who have served and passed away.
Freedom isn't free. There's a cost, and that cost is borne by the veterans and the families of those veterans.
Levine says he will write an email to UVA about his concerns, but he hopes taking it all in a more public setting like this will help fire up more veterans to take action and be heard.
You can't write this stuff every holiday, if you will, quasi-holiday, every day of celebration. Those on the left are chipping away. A little bit later on, we'll talk about Thanksgiving and how there are the top 10 things you should not do, apparently, according to the left, on Thanksgiving. One thing you should do is hector people that Trump should be impeached. That's number one at the top of the list. So I might do an advance tomorrow, the big list on pre-Thanksgiving, because we're only about 2 weeks away. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in with Dom. Now, one other military thing, I'll summarize and we'll play it for you a little bit later on. We've had a lot now because of the one of the whistleblowers, that lieutenant colonel. Now it comes out over the weekend that Nikki Haley says that General John Kelly and Rex Tillerson tried to recruit her to resist Trump in every way, shape, and form to save the country. Now, again, I don't doubt her on this. By the way, Nikki Haley, I'm starting to see people on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, man, can't we have Nikki Haley as the VP choice? I could vote for Nikki Haley in a heartbeat. It's false. If Trump, in some outlandish thing, tagged her in and pulled the rug out from under Mike Pence, you would see how quickly the media would go after her. I've interviewed her a couple of times. I think she's pretty thin-skinned, and I think that would show up pretty quickly. She also, in her book, you should know this, she does defend Trump. That's the headline. But she chastises President Trump for his comments on Charlottesville. Now, Dan, if we get her on, of course, we'll lead with this story. General Kelly and Tillerson, who was an outright joke. I mean, that's on President Trump. Why in the world would he put Tillerson in there when he's got Pompeo sitting right there? Ridiculous. But Nikki Haley is not to be trusted to me. Not even a little bit. And this idea, oh, this is the next wave of the Republican Party. Really? Is that where you want to go? Think about it. Critiquing the president, how bad it was, the Charlottesville comments. That tells me right there, she doesn't get it. She is buying into something. She hasn't carefully thought about this, of exactly what he said and how ridiculous it is to continue to pound that drum. All right, so 855-839-1210. One other thing related to the military. I happened to see this over the weekend. Now, when people serve in the military, you would think they would be the ideal employee showing up. And for years here at Talk Radio 1210, we've worked with various companies and done various things, the Veterans Day Parade in media, and services toward employment. So I'm looking at the Inquirer has a big piece on this. And the headline is, Why Small Businesses Aren't Hiring More Veterans. And in there it says, some small business owners are hesitant to hire a worker who doesn't come from a traditional workplace background. Others are concerned that an ex-military person might be unfamiliar with how to behave in the private sector or can be insensitive to workplace culture. What? What's workplace culture here? There are even a few small employers who have mistaken notions of ailments particular to veterans, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Many point to a chronic lack of resources among small business owners that holds them back from making extra efforts. But what in the world would make them believe because someone's in the military, they can't adopt to so-called workplace culture? I found that to be particularly amazing, and that they'd be insensitive to it. Then PTSD and all those things related. Now, PTSD is a real problem. We know that. But I just think it's a mistake to make it that that is a natural outcome of everybody that's been in the military. It's just not the case. Who knows truly what the statistics are on that? But my goodness, are small business people real up? They wouldn't fit in here. They're used to being in the military. God knows what would happen if they're here around the coffee machine. Oh, my God. Anything. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. You're with Dom. Now, our side question of the day. I haven't done this ever that I can think of on Veterans Day. And we have two major veterans coming on today briefly to talk about various aspects of this day. What's the film or TV series or TV show? I think there's an easy one for TV show that you think best exemplifies the military, war, combat, things related to the military of any sort, at any time. Doesn't have to be just the U.S. military. Is there one that jumps out at you? Dan, do you have one in particular?
Yeah, it's a recent one, too. Homeland.
Homeland. Ah.
I think Homeland does a great job of going into the Middle East, especially the first couple of seasons, and explaining what it's really like to battle on the front lines.
That is an interesting one, to put it mildly. Homeland. Now, that has some of the problem. Who's the love interest? The guy who was military and now is
Brody.
Yes. I think he had PTSD, right? At one point.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a very good one. Saving Private Ryan is the one that jumps off for me. That scene of how they were ever able on D-Day to storm that beach and get up to there and overwhelm the Germans is just the most remarkable achievement, I think, in military history in a lot of ways.
So, Dom, do you want the best or the most accurate?
The best.
The best.
I'll go with the best. Let people tell me whether or not they think it's the most. That might be too, you know. I'm interested in the one you think is the best. That in your mind, hey, if you had to choose one, this is the one you're going to be watching. The best. Yeah, Dan's right. Not the most accurate. We'll get Joe's later on. Who knows? Even on Veterans Day, something might be lurking there. All due honor to veterans on this day. Got to say, even Jim Kenney gets that. These other Philadelphia mayors, no Veterans Day parade. But Jim Kenney has been doing it, so, you know, got to give credit. Bob McMahon, the most patriotic mayor in America, too, is all part of that, the mayor of media. So just tremendous stuff that he does. 855-839-1210. So is Tulsi Gabbard right? Is that the headline today? Rather than talking in terms of, well, we got to continue on in Afghanistan, Syria, things of that nature. The best way to give honor is to stop endless wars. And Trump is on the right side of that. The only area, look, I think President Trump, it's not the end of the world, but I saw a veteran. Here's a veteran, Cut 14, today on Fox and Friends explaining, and the president should be talked out of it. Look, I get it. I get the dog handlers. I get the use of the dogs that were involved with al-Baghdadi. And all that. I don't think a dog on Veterans Day, though, should be getting a Purple Heart. It's just not. No, we shouldn't be doing that. You got to be brave enough to stand up and say, no, Mr. President, don't do that. I get it. Bring the dog in. Honor the dog with a handler. How great this is. How spectacular. Here's a veteran today explaining on Fox and Friends why a dog should not get a Purple Heart.
David, what do you make of the news story that apparently the President of the United States is considering giving the Purple Heart to that the dog that helped with the demise of al-Baghdadi, the guy who ran ISIS?
You know, our dog handlers are incredible. Those dogs are huge assets. Army's a people organization, right? Let's take care of people first, right? And when all these brave men and women have been given the Valor Awards that they earned, when we're taking care of our vets in the VA, then we can focus on canaries, dolphins, dogs. We'll do all that afterwards. But we're people first and then dogs second.
Yeah, something about it just doesn't sit right. Dan, do you agree with that?
No, I completely disagree with you on this.
You do? Yeah. You think the dog should be getting the Purple Heart?
Vehemently disagree.
What?
Yes, I think the dog should be getting a Purple Heart. Why not?
I get it.
His argument is that they should figure out all the veterans affairs stuff before.
I wouldn't say that guy deflected.
But giving
the dog
a Purple Heart takes 10 seconds extra out of the ceremony, and it's a really nice signifying thing to include.
No, it diminishes it. No, it's like a participation trophy. Yeah. You start giving away the
it's not
Purple
like a participation.
Yeah,
how many dogs have found and helped lead to the death of a terrorist leader?
That's fine. That's all fine, but it's not the dog. The dog doesn't know any of that.
But the dog's being, it's involuntary servitude that's being forced upon the dog.
Well, that's all true, yes, and it should be well, the thing to do is the dog should certainly be well taken care of.
I have a soft spot in my heart for dogs.
Oh, you're going to play the doggy vote against me now?
Yes, I will play the doggy.
Dogs,
all dogs should be able to vote.
Are you one of those people that buys a birthday card for your dog and a Christmas card for your dog, that
maybe
kind of thing?
Well,
maybe.
I might say with Freddie, our cat, we go overboard too, but we're not going to give Freddie the Purple Heart.
Not with Adolf, though.
No, that's no more
so
Adolf.
So what's the argument against giving the dog the Purple Heart?
Because it diminishes. It's a human thing. The dog doesn't know any of that. It's the human that is making the decision to put it on the line, not a dog. Dogs trained by handlers.
But he definitely led or assisted in the capture, no?
Yes, but the thing is this. The way that awards, Dan, have meaning is because they're limited.
Mm-hmm.
When you start broadening them out, I'm very suspect of it. Now you're going to broaden it out to a dog? No.
Oh, come on.
No, if you want to, I wouldn't. I said the same thing when they wanted to give all kinds of awards to these guys that were sitting over here in the suburbs and were charting the drones that were killing terrorists and all. I'm a little bit suspect of that one, too.
I just don't think giving a Purple Heart to a dog diminishes a Purple Heart given to a soldier.
Okay.
And
you
dogs
reframed
are
it
soldiers.
Well, I think it does. I think the veteran, you're right, got caught up. He wanted to deflect. He didn't want to answer directly. So he came up with all that not to embarrass Fox and Friends.
It just makes it because there's not much validity to the argument against it, so he had to scramble.
Well, put me on there right now. I'll give you the validity. I'm giving you the validity. There it is. There's your validity. All right. 855-839-1210. Let's go to William in Bethlehem. William, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, William.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Do you give a dog a Purple Heart?
I would give a dog a Purple Heart. There,
thank you.
I served 20 years in the military.
Well, that counts a lot with me, but doesn't that diminish it for the human beings that are getting this award because they could be severely wounded in action versus a dog?
Not at all. The dog was severely wounded in action, or the horse.
Yeah. But they are not participants in the way a human is.
They're serving in a war zone involuntarily.
Yeah.
You know, we at least get to volunteer. You know, I volunteered in 76.
But these are not humans making decisions matter.
That's not why I called in. I was calling in for unnecessary wars.
Yes.
Because the fact is, I know firsthand the second Iraq war was a lie. The Army destroyed all the chemical weapons before that war started.
Well, wait a minute. It wasn't a lie. We're not going to go back and relive.
No, I worked at Aberdeen Proving Grounds. I know the military personnel and the civilian personnel were over in Iraq beforehand, and they destroyed the chemical weapons before that war started. I know.
Well, all right. Look, I respect your service, but we're not going to put conspiracies like that out there.
It's not
so,
conspiracies. I'm telling you.
Well, it is a conspiracy. No, I don't believe that about the United States of America. I don't care what you say about Aberdeen. I've been there. You got to be kidding me.
I worked there. I inspected the chemical weapons.
Good. Operation. Well, then you should be a whistleblower. Thank you very much. Look, it's one thing to be against the Iraq war. It's another to start this stuff. What is it? Bush lied, people died, and all the rest of it. I agree with the argument that Tulsi Gabbard's making about the issue of unnecessary wars. I think that's where we are. So, Dan, on Twitter, at DomShow1210, we have people putting up cockamamie arguments.
Cockamamie? Just because you don't agree with them? Is that right?
We're taking, if you want to come up with a canine award or something, maybe that's where I'll fall on this. I'm fine with that. But you can't give the same thing to an animal that you're giving to a human that's a Purple Heart.
And Troop RX writes, the dog is a soldier, Dom, much like a police dog is an officer, should be treated as such. Purple Heart makes total sense.
Wait a minute, though. That stuff about the dog being an officer, come on now. That's just going too far with dogs. They're not. I honor them, respect what they do with cops, but come on. They're not an officer.
Christopher Grimm writes, you want to interrupt me every time I try to talk?
Go ahead.
You are wrong on this one. The dog is a hero. The handler should be very proud.
True. But that doesn't mean we award it with a Purple Heart. I need to hear from someone who got a Purple Heart versus a guy telling me about Bush conspiracies out of the box here. That kind of discredited a little bit. Let's go to Jim in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Dom.
Hi.
I love you to death, but you are way off.
Okay, we'll see by the end of the show. Tell me why I'm off.
I went into the military when I was 18. I blew off a scholarship to go to the University of Pittsburgh because I wanted to be a cop. I was an MP in the Army.
Okay.
I worked with a lot of guys who handled dogs. I was in Fort Bliss, Texas. I worked with the Border Patrol down there. I saw what the dogs did down there. I saw what the dogs did on base. I was a Philly cop. I worked in Connecticut as a state cop. You name it, I've done it. And I have seen dogs save more lives than you can possibly imagine.
Okay, that's all. I'm not doubting that. I'm not anti that. I get what they do, Jim, without a doubt. But how in the world do we take the same award we give to a human being and give it to a dog? You know, if you want to honor the dog and the dogs that are engaged in this, maybe you come up with an award in the dog division, but you don't do this with humans.
If you talk to any dog handler, that dog is their gun. That dog is their right arm. That dog is their left arm. That dog is a part of them. They are the dog. The dog is the cop. They go everywhere together. One cannot function without the other.
Okay, I'm not disputing any of that, but you don't want to keep this separate then. You don't see any way that this diminishes the Purple Heart for what people like you, Jim, have served and what could have happened to you. Why not just honor the dog in a different way? Why are we doing this?
No, not at all. My cousin was a dog handler in the Air Force during Nam. He was stationed in Benoit. That dog saved his life twice by alerting on snipers that were out there and taking those snipers out.
So okay, but I don't understand why we want to go down this path versus a different honor. You heard the military guy that was on Fox and Friends. Do something different for the dog. That's true, but not at the same level as a human being. That's all right.
I hate the saying, we'll agree to disagree.
Okay,
so I won't say that.
Okay, no, but I know, Jim. And Jim, you have just such a wealth of experience, too, for this. Thank you for both. Sometimes I think in Philadelphia it's as hard to be a cop as it is to be in the military, or even harder given Larry Krasner. So thank you for that. What's the film that you think is your favorite?
Saving Private Ryan. It was the most realistic.
Right, and it's the only film that I can think of. We may do this someday, where profanity was absolutely correct and TV was absolutely correct to put it on.
But without a doubt. Still love you, no matter. I can disagree with you here, there, and the other place, but I still love you, Dom.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks very much. All right.
I don't think I've seen this visceral response of any angle you've taken on any issue before. The dog people are out in full force, Dom, and they are condemning the fact that you don't think a dog should get a Purple Heart. I can't believe you right now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm legitimately upset with you over this.
I will tell you, there will be a backlash before the end of the show once I get a couple people speaking common sense. And I get it. Do you think we don't love Freddy beyond belief? I mean, come on. Or Adolf. But
don't even go down that route.
Yeah. But no, not Purple Heart. What is so hard to come up with a different
award.
You see what I put up on your board?
In a different division.
The Purple Bone?
The Purple Bone. Yes. I got it. Oh, my God.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.